I spoke to Peter Marks within a couple weeks ago, and one of the things that he talked about was, in a similar respect, there's this argument about, there's a very rare flowering plant, small flowering plant, and I've forgotten the name of, but they were arguing in the plantations of whether or not to protect it, cordon it off, you know, put a gate around this plant, basically, mm-hmm. or to leave it and let it go. Yeah. People were very concerned because it was only occurring in this particular area in New York State.
Mm-hmm. You know, fringe gentian, maybe?
Maybe that was it. That was it. Fringe gentian.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And Hamilton's perspective on it was very different than what Peter Marks had suspected. Hamilton said, listen, this plant is, you know, we haven't cared a damn thing about this plant since we came over. We didn't do anything about it, and it's living fine. You know, we don't need to get super involved. People are really concerned about it and mm-hmm. things like that. We don't need, you know, we haven't paid it special attention in 300 years. What makes you think that now that we're paying special attention, it's going to be better for it, in a sense? And it just put a different, you know, spin on how he looked at the conservation aspect, that it wasn't, you know, in a sense, it had become something like it belongs to us,
right,
and the other people, then we have a duty to take care of it, as opposed to it's another living thing in the environment, and, you know, it's doing its thing, and we're doing ours.
It just happens to be a rare plant. Yeah, I've heard him make comments like that before, that it's, you know, they've never been very abundant, he would say. Mm-hmm. Never been very abundant. So you have to know where to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Which most naturalists knew. But
yeah. It's just an interesting other side of conservation.